Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I hear the voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine abyss, reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Hello, boys and girls and creatures of dark places, things that insinuate and things that other words that start with I, that come in from dark corners, creeping and crawling and clutching at the various capacities of existence towards all corners of existence.
And I don't know what the hell else they're talking about, but that's some kind of kookiness.
And that is as far as I'm going to go and say on that at this particular moment in time. Because tonight's show is going to be a little odd, a little random, a little, well, you know what, I do this all the time. Trying to reinvigorate and reimagine, all sorts of other words that start with a re. Not re, because that's Rihanna. And if I ever got her to come on the show, that would be like, interesting, fascinating, wonderful, pleasant. All of those other words, but also re. Read other stuff, because, you know, words. Chat room. You know, we have a chat room, people. If you're ever listening around, you'd want to come by. There's a chat room here. It's www.tmvcafe.com/radio. It goes straight to the chat room. If you leave out the slash radio part, then you might have to come to the main site and just sort of, like, poke around till you find things. But we're here. We're going to be doing a show thing here, and we're going to be chatting about some stuff. And the first part of the things I'm going to be chatting about is two shows that are now recently on Netflix. They've probably been on a couple weeks now. I'm slowly trying to catch up on these things because, gosh darn it, this is Zombie. And Zombie has no time in things anymore, so he has to parcel these things out and start doing things bit by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, by bit, and you know what I mean. So we're going to do a little bit. First off, we're going to talk about something that I'd already seen a bit of before, and that is called Titans. So season 2 came out a little while ago. It's been running on Disney streaming service there, I think, 2, 3, 4 months ago, something like that. I don't remember when the last episode aired. But now they're also airing on Netflix, which is how I'm going to watch it, because I enjoy Netflix. I think Netflix is a wonderful environment to create all sorts of entertaining programming, as the concept might say. And that down there is the words that are being thrown in the chat room, because, you know, this is the thing about having a show like this. There is multitasking occurring. It's great because I got like 3 monitors going on here, so I got one window there, one window there, one window there, and I got all the windows I can see now. I just have to keep moving my head round and round and round and round, looking at all these things. So the first thing I'd like to say about Titan Season 2, oh, and by the way, spoiler alerts, just to get that out of the way right at the beginning, the bing, 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 so that there's no surprise spoiler alerts. So, I am only, what episode did I get to? Where? Mouse. There's Mouse. I got to, I think that episode right there, number 8. Or 7. One or the other. I can't remember which one. Wait. Yeah, one of those areas around there. First thing I'd like to say about Titans is, oh my god, what the hell with issue episode number 1? Trigon shows up, I'm gonna destroy everything, I'm gonna bop, boop on the head, kick his ass out, and that's the end of him. Wait a sec, what? The entire season, first season, was leading up to the whole Trigon, a demon, a devil kind of guy. Raven's daddy with issues. Yeah, he's like humongous and he's like scary and he's a demon and things and he's got powers and he's got the multiple eyes and the horns and the huge and the hoof feet things and going on. And it's like, oh, she gets a little happy note. It's like, oh, you should be better yourself. And Bop kicks him back to the curb, back to his own home demon land thing. And that's it for them. Wow. All that lead up just to do that. Now, mind you, it looked kind of cool, a little shapey, shady kind of some CG there. That was kind of obvious to see. It's like, yeah, they did this on a green screen type shit. But overall, you get past that episode, and the rest of the season is awesome so far. I mean, the guy they've got playing Deathstroke, oh, hey, I could probably skew that up and have that at my fingertips, right? Let's see, where do I got? Do I got Deathstroke? Batamata, come on, Deathstroke, full cast list. Deathstroke, Deathstroke, Deathstroke. Where is the Deathstroke? There he is. Nope, that's not him. That's not him either. That's not it. Wait, why could... sometimes these things are shilly, you know? He had a name. I don't remember what his name was. Whatever. This guy, he's awesome, playing Deathstroke. The guy playing Dr. Light, not so much crazy about the character they're trying to protrude there. What was abandoned? What? Yeah, whatever. Somebody's asking, what is Titans? Well, Titans is a DC comic based on DC's Young Titans versions of big-ass superheroes in the DC universe, such as not Wonder Woman, but we have Diana Troy. Not Superman, but you have Superboy. Not Batman. Well, there's no Batman. Well, yeah, there is. Basically, it's Robin who becomes Nighthawk? Night something. Nightwing. Knighthood. Some night thing, you know? And then we have Starfire and Raven and Beast Boy. Yeah. Beast Boy's kind of goofy, but that's kind of the whole point of his character in the entire schleem of things. So, we have Deathstroke, and we have Deathstroke's daughter, and we have Deathstroke's son, and all of these are really, really interesting character development story plot lines going on in the story. And this is what I like about how shows like this, Netflix and other streaming services, are creating these types of shows. They're building a storyline, and this is why it's 10 episodes, or in this case, 13 episodes. So it's like, instead of being trying to figure out, what are we going to do this week in the show? What are we going to do this week in the show? What are we going to do this week in the show? You can have a continuous storyline that's basically beginning, end. Small storyline, small storyline, small storyline, overarching arc, that works. And it's not going to distract from the attention span. Nightwing, that was his name, because that's the last episode in the season. And it was November 29th, apparently, was the last episode that showed on the DC streaming service before it came over to Netflix. So, some of the positive things that I really, really enjoy with this show. Dawn, Hawk and Dove. Sorry, not Dawn. Hawk and Dove. Love the two people who are playing those characters. They are complete polar opposites. They are awesome. They do a hell of a job portraying those types of characters. I absolutely love it. Mark is asking a question in the chat room, and yes, Jericho, one of Deathstroke's son, is dead. That's kind of a big story point in the show. His daughter, Rose, who I thought was going to be something else, is also a fairly good fighter type person with an extreme ability to heal. Interesting, fun stuff. Really like it. And the guy who is now, Connor, who is Superboy. The way that they introduced him is as a... By the way, I did say spoiler alert, just so we're all clear. Spoiler alerts. You know, it's alerted. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, I do have a button I can press, you know? It's like this. You hear this? That's what I'm saying, right? So, Connor, a.k.a. Superboy... is a freshly grown clone from Lex Luthor and Superman's cells. And smash, they put him together. And he's like a newborn babe running around saying, what the heck does that? And oh my God, Krypto. Krypto is freaking awesome in this. I love it. It's like awesome. It's like so totally the coolest. So totally the coolest. Oh, by the way, they did bring Batman. Oh, aka Bruce Wayne in as an episode thing, which was kind of a bit of a teaser at the end of last season's episode, which led into the beginning of this episode, because Robin was supposed to give in to his darkest desires and kill Batman, which was what he'd always really wanted. But then they realized, no, it's not actually what he really wanted. It's kind of like one of those, you know... things where it's like they pull you back and they pull you in and then they pull you back and it's like so I'm about at that point where I think they're about to start the storyline about who Jericho is. Oh, and by the way, they also bring in Aqualad. Yeah, Aqualad, the guy playing Aqualad's not too small. He's not like a kid. He's probably supposed to be in his 30s or whatever retrospectively as an individual. I mean, whatever.
But it's different. It's fun. It's interesting. And they get him really good. And it's like, wow, I saw that coming a mile away. That just, it's like you keep beating the head over the bush, or the bush over the head, however the expression is supposed to go, with this one dude. And it's like kind of obvious that something's going to happen there. So it did happen. And then we have all of this other stuff. So now I don't know what's going on after Jericho, because I just kind of got introduced to him as the character in the show. So I have, I think, another 7 more episodes left. Ooh, maybe six or 7 episodes left to go before I know the whole show. Watch. Oh, and the Robin to answer the question is... Okay, crap. What the hell was his name? Which one was he? I have to remember. It is not... Dick. Dick Grayson is his name. So it's the first Robin as his... I'm trying to get away from Batman and live my own life and do my own thing. So, fun show. I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, if you're not a huge DC fan, which I'm actually not a huge DC fan, I'm more of a Marvel fan myself, but just without having the core information about what a lot of these characters are about, the show itself presents well and it runs well and it plays well, and I'm really happy and really surprised that DC has been able to get a show like this off the ground, because the WB shows, or sorry, whatever they call it now, the CW shows, I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I enjoyed the first Flash season. It was good. But everything else after that, Arrow, I just never could get into it. Supergirl just makes me cringe. Black Lightning was fun looking. I didn't get past the first couple of episodes because I haven't had time to go back to it. But I think that had some good positive potential there. Swamp Thing, loved. Constantine, as in what's his face, that was awesome too, but it's like, yeah, they kind of kiboshed that and trying to bring him, rope him in through some backdoor type things and whatever. It's like, I don't know what the hell they're doing. So there were a couple of other, oh yeah, there's DC's Legends of Tomorrow's. I just swear to God, I could not stand that. It drove me up the wall. I've heard other people say it's gotten better, so I was like, yeah, okay, we'll see. I think they're talking about doing a Hawkman show soon. I don't really know. We have an animated Harley Quinn show going on right now, which I have yet to catch, so I'm planning on catching it. So, if you're not into the DC world, but do want to watch some average, not so heavy capes and tights thing, Titans is a good show because it's mostly relying on a lower key version of the superhero things. I mean, Hawk and Dove, which is a big component of the characters, they don't have any powers really. They're just really good fighters. Nightwing, no powers, good fighter. Well, Raven has like some magical, mystical, supernatural powers that feeds from the dark dimension from where her father comes from. Starfire has alien powers because she's an alien. And Beast Boy, he can change shape into beasts. Ooh, what a concept with a name like that, eh? But the rest of them, also good, clean fun. So now, let's see. What do I want to do as an order of turn play on this? Do I want to do that? Do I want to do this? Or do I want to do that? Come on, kids. Let's do a quick... tally vote thing in the chat room. Come on, what do I want to do? A, B, or C? Actually, I think it's just A or B. Do 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 do. Well, nobody answered quick enough, so I'm just going to go with A. Here we go. We're going to do this right now. I don't know if you really know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be what I'm going to do. Well, now, guess a load of that kind of thing that's happening over there. When last we were talking with our intrepid explorers of the absurd and the insane, they were kind of, I don't know what the hell they were doing. They kind of played with some stuff and then they did some other stuff, and one of the monkeys told them that, though, actually he just sort of squished the monkey because, you know, he was trying to find his nuts, and he's still trying to find the nuts. Doesn't know where they are, but he's pretty sure somewhere out there, somewhere, I don't know where he's talking about, where he's thinking it might possibly be able to lead him to, but there is some nuts. So, we now find him. actually tromping around the world, actually getting larger. I don't know how can a mega squirrel get larger. The mega squirrel has gotten huge. He's like so huge, his feet are like the size of like these big, you know they have anacondas that grow up to like 144 feet. It's huge. That's a big ass snake, man. And this mega squirrel is just running around all the place, just going nuts, trying to find some nuts. Actually, just trying to find enough nuts to keep the mega squirrel going. So, trying to find the nuts, he ends up in this little part of the world called Bingu Tinga something. I don't know. I can't really pronounce it because it's just one of those words that just sort of like doesn't roll off the tongue if you're not used to that particular way of speaking. So, he's there. And he's looking around, trying to find somebody to ask about the nuts. And there's not finding anybody to ask about the nuts. He's just sort of like, it's, hey, where are the nuts? And this little penguin picks up and says, you looking for nuts, Meng? Nuts? That's nuts. Yeah, man, I'm looking for nuts. Where are the nuts? We need the nuts. The nuts are the soul lifeblood of our souls. Our souls cry out for the nuts. And then the penguin looks around and says, you crazy, man. Crazy. Crazy like what kind of duck would be like a squirrel? Would it be a squirrel duck or a duck squirrel? Or maybe a duck duck squirrel squirrel? Squirrel squirrel duck duck. I don't know. Goes one way or the other. Maybe goes both. Goes kind of squirrely in the middle and ducky on the other. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Dude, nuts. Focus here, penguin. Pocus. Focus. By the way, penguin, do you have a name? Yes, I have a name. Are you going to share it with me? I'm not sure that's a good idea. What do you mean? You are a big freaking squirrel. You're looking for nuts. It's a little nuts. I don't know, man. I don't know. It just sounds kind of unusual. Well, I'm just looking for some nuts because I got to satisfy that soul-drenching hunger inside. That's like my bellies. They're like eating themselves apart. It's like, dude, you got to chill, man. There's only so many nuts in the world you can eat. And maybe you've eaten all of the nuts and then all of the nuts are done and you can't find any more nuts because you ate them all. Whoa. Dude. That's a terrible thought. Why would you say that? That is horrible. I don't know if I like you now. Wait, are you a nut? Oh, dude. No. I am no nut. No. I am a penguin. Penguins, we are not good for the eating. We actually are very untasty. Don't even think about trying. But you said there's no more nuts. What else am I going to eat if there's no more nuts? I got to eat something. That gnawing sensation deep in my gullet is saying, feed me. Feed me. Feed me. You know, it's in these weird noises and these weird expressions. I think it's even in some other languages. And I don't know other languages, but it's like, it's saying, feed me, and I don't have nothing to feed it. And it's like, well, if I can't find any nuts, what am I going to do if I don't find any nuts? And that's the only thing I can eat, because I'm like a mega squirrel. Hey, hi. Whoa, what the hell was that?
It's me, down here.
What, penguin? Do you hear that voice? Yeah, man, I don't know what the hell it is either. It's like weird. Weird is what I say. It's kind of offbeat, off kilter, off the rook, and like maybe just a little bit off. Oh man, penguin, why do you have to be so weird? Weird? No, I'm not weird. It's the other voice.
Hey, I'm the other voice way down here.
What the hell are you?
I'm Micro Squirrel. You're Mega Squirrel. I'm Micro Squirrel. And I'm very tiny, but like, I know things. I know where to find some things.
Wait a second. What do you mean you know things and you know how to find it?
I know where to find some nuts.
What? Really? That is some fantastic news I haven't heard in such a while that I might actually hug you.
I don't think you can hug me. I'm a little tiny, tiny, tiny guy. Way down here. I think if you tried to hug me, I'd probably just sort of like disappear. So let's not try that, because that probably would not be very effective, I think. Yeah, let's not do that, okay?
Okay, we won't try to hug you. But if you know where to find some nuts, that would be fantastic. Spectacular, stellar, and all those other words that may or may not start with S or some other, other words.
Well, okay, let's go this way. We have to go a little bit south of here. Little bit south of here. Whole way. No, actually, a lot of south of here. Because we are way too far in the north. It is cold up here. There is no gosh darn nuts left up here. I think you ate them all.
Wait, that's what the penguin said.
Well, the penguin's a little weird. Yeah, but, you know, he's probably correct. You made it very well. Thinkably, thoughtfully, possibly even considering the all sorts of different possible quariables and variables, too. Not just the quariables. Oh, that's actually interesting. I just used a word like that, and I don't think that's a real word. But I could probably try coining that word. Maybe I should put that on the internet and say it's quariable.
What are you talking about, you weird little micro-nut?
The internet!
Nah, man, that stuff's whacked. The Uman, from long time ago, he told me many things about this internet things, and it's like, totally sent me in the wrong direction to finding nuts.
Well, maybe he didn't really understand the entire possible position of what your questioning was about. The whole line of inquiry, the quariables, not just the variables, the quariables.
Dude, you have a weird-ass voice, man. What the hell are you smoking?
I don't smoke nothing, bro. I don't do the drugs. I don't do the liquor. I don't do the fast women. I don't do any of that stuff. I am a normal-ass micro-squirrel. Just because I'm tiny doesn't mean I can't be effective. I am 100% pure squirrel, and I'm going to go squirrely.
Dude, I thought I was maybe a little mixed up in the world and here on the hierarchy of giant creatures and stuff. And I'm at a loss here, brother. At a loss. You're okay. But first, let's focus. You know, you little feller there. Little, I know you're little. I know you got a lot of energy, but we need to focus. I need some nuts. And you're a micro squirrel. I don't know if I can actually quite comprehend how that works. I don't really know if I can fit that into my whole worldview thing, you know, how the way these things go and how you know, how life is.
Well, that's okay, you know, because you're this big-ass mega squirrel and you don't quite fit into my world either, because my world is really tiny and your world is, like, huge. Look at the size of your foot. I bet you put that foot down, you probably squash like a small house. Maybe even a large house. You know, one of those mansion things they got in the, like, California area? It's like those huge places.
You speak these words and I don't know what they mean. Let's go. Find some nuts. That's what we need to do is find some nuts.
Well, okay, come with me, little big feller. I think we can successfully find you a navigable environment to which you can find some nuts.
So, the two squirrels, the micro squirrel and the mega squirrel, go off on their merry way. Hee-hi-ho-hum, bidi-bidi-bidum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Hee-hi-ho-hum, blil-lil-lil-lil-bum-bum. I don't know what any of that meant, because it doesn't really mean anything. It's like a diddle-doo. A diddly-dee, a diddly-da, diddle-ding, bing-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. And so, then the micro squirrel just sort of pauses for a second.
Hey, I think we need to pause right here for a second.
The mega squirrel was like, why? We're in the middle of, like, nowhere. It's like, there's sand over here, trees over there, some ocean over there, a bunch of clouds coming in. They're kind of coming in kind of weird, kind of fast, kind of like low. And if I were liking it like a horror movie or whatever, like I heard from that Uman who used to talk to me about the internets, I'd say it was probably a strange situation, but I can't really quite clarify how. It's like, I have this sense inside my whole being, my fibers, every one of the fibers in my being is like beginning to rumble a bit. And like, hey man, the hair, look at all the hair. Look, I'm a big ass squirrel. I got a lot of hair. And that hair is like standing up on its edges right now.
I know. Did you see the size of that hair? That's like, I'm not going to talk about that part right now because that's just wrong. But yes, I think we are in the right vicinity from my calculations that I was able to corroborate off the internet, plus the actual outernet, too.
Outernet? What the fluff is an outernet?
Don't you worry about it. That's just a whole nother set of natural, semi-natural, maybe even supernatural kind of things that kind of like work out in the whole wider world type side. And it's like, don't you worry about it. It's okay. I got it. I'm all under control. It's kind of working its way. It's doing some magical mojo, mumbo, jumbo, gumbo, lumbo, what-a-bada-bada-bada-bada-bada-boo.
What? You are whacked.
I might be a little whacked, but we're going to go get some nuts, because you need some nuts, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Need some nuts. Gotta have some nuts. Don't know where I'm going to get them. You said you're going to be able to find them, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to find you some nuts, brother. We're going to find you some nuts. You don't need to worry about that nothing. I got this all under control. We got a plan. And not only do we got a plan, we got an effective mechanism by which we can get from point A to point B. All we got to do is stand ready. Soon, the numbers are beginning to count down on the little clock.
What clock?
I got a watch on my hand. You see? See right there is a watch. A watch is counting up.
Mega Squirrel looks down at the Micro Squirrel. He's like, I can't barely even see you. How the hell am I supposed to see a watch on your arm? Because you are like so small.
I know, but it's my watch. It's on my arm. It says the time is counting down. We got like about another 15 seconds, and then things are going to happen. Things are going to happen fast, brother, so you better be careful and be ready for it, because it is going to be some weird-ass shit happening. It's going to be like lightning bolts and like...
Whoa, man, are you talking about like electrical static discharge and things in the air?
Yes, that's exactly. How did you know that?
I don't know. I think I saw that once before before I became the Mega Squirrel.
What? Uh-oh. Maybe this might not be the...
Whoa, dude. What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. That was like some trippy shit, bro. I think that was the vortex we just crossed over into the other side.
Wait, whoa, hold on. The other side? The other side of what? What other side are you talking about here right now, brother? Are you talking about the other side as in dead?
Oh, hell no. No. Nothing about the dead. No. We're not dead. I'm pretty sure we're not dead. I'm not really 100% certain on this because the outer webs, they had all kinds of weird information. And I'm not 100% certain whether or not we followed the exact...
What do you mean we didn't follow? You told me we were going to get some nuts here. It's like, what? The whole point of this entire trip, this part... Wait. The penguin's still here. How did he come with us?
I don't know.
Hey, man. I followed you with weird asses going across the other places. And it's like, dude, seriously, you guys are weird. Like, this little tiny micro squirrels, like, barely audible, very syllable. It's like right there is tiny, about an inch, 2 inches tall, whatever. It's just weird. And you got this mega squirrel. That's you. You big guy. Yes, that's me. I'm the big guy. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you on that because size doesn't matter. But you are huge. You're large. I mean, look at the size of you. You're like the size of the small Empire State Building. Not the big Empire State Building, the small. I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay, don't worry about it. It's like a really big building. It's like, you got like, how many little squirrels is part of the Mega Squirrel? I can't count that high. Exactly. There is like a huge number of squirrels that all comprise you, the big Mega Squirrel. I had to watch this shit. I mean, I'm from a climate that's like really, really cold. It's like the snow and ice and water and shit. And here I am watching you guys. And we're not down in like an Amazon tropical type place. And I think we just like crossed into this war. And it's like the vortex thing. I followed the light, man. That the pretty light show was pretty. So I followed it. And then that's like, I'm okay, dude. Yeah, you got Penguin. What, do you have a name? I do. You're going to share it? I don't think that's a good idea. Why not? You're freaky, you're weird, you're big, and you scare me. So I don't want to let my name know with you. Okay, great. You don't want to share your name, but you want to be part of the party. Okay, your name is Peter now. Okay, I can deal with that. Alright, so Peter, Micro Squirrel, Mega Squirrel. We're a team. We're trying to figure out where to get some nuts. I don't really know if the penguin would eat nuts. Penguin, do you eat nuts? Don't know, never tried one. What? They're the most beautifulest thing in the world. Are they like fish? I can't really comment on fish. Why not? Everybody eats fish, right?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
They're too big for me. I can't eat them. They're too big. They'll squirrel away. If I go in the water, I die. I'm not going to do the water, so that's okay.
But what if somebody else catches a fish and gives you the fish?
I don't know. They never did that for me before, so I don't think that's necessarily going to be an option now, is it?
Oh, okay. So, all right. So now where are we?
I don't know, man. We're just like in the middle of a, like there's water over there. There's forest. Let's go in the forest.
Really?
Well, we're squirrels. I mean, what do you have? What's the worst can happen? It's like that's where we come from. That's where we live, right, brother? We are squirrels, and that means we have to stick together, go with a plan, and go to the forest.
Dude, who the fluff is laughing like that weird kind of thing?
Ah, my name is Timmy Troll.
I'm sorry, what?
Timmy Troll.
You're going to have to lay that down on me again. What?
Timmy Troll.
Your name is Timmy Troll.
Yes, that is my name, is Timmy Troll.
And what do you do?
I guard this bridge. This bridge right here is going from that space over there to the forest over there. If you want to get over, you got to pay me a toll.
We got to pay a toll to the troll.
Yes, Timmy Troll.
How much is this toll?
What do you got?
I don't got nothing, man. I mean, look at me. I'm this huge-ass squirrel. I got a little squirrel with me, and then I got a penguin. His name is Peter, by the way. We don't really... Like, do you see pockets on here? I mean, a wallet? A fanny pack? Something like that? I don't... Like, do you see anything here?
Oh, good point. You don't have any possessions.
No, man. No possessions. None whatsoever. I don't have a stitch. I'm just trying to get some food.
Oh, what kind of food are you trying to find?
Nuts, man. Nuts. I'm a squirrel. I'm a big-ass squirrel. I'm looking for some nuts.
Don't know if you're going to find very many nuts in that forest.
Why not?
I think he's lying to us there, brother. I think he's lying like a troll.
Wait, have you made a troll before?
Maybe. I can't rightly remember if that's correctly the exact term that I would use to explore this particular line of inquiry. It's a queryable. I should probably go on the outer web and try to look that up. I don't find nothing about it on the outer web. I think I lost my connection. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm getting sad now. Sad. Sad, micro squirrel. Sad.
Hey. What the hell's wrong with your little guy there?
I don't know. He's just going on something about an outer web.
Outer web? What the hell is that?
I don't know, man. Jeez. Like there's all this stuff in the world. And it's like, I don't know nothing about it. I just want to find some nuts because I'm hungry.
Oh, you're hungry, eh? You should probably have this chocolate bar. Ha ha ha, you can't have it. It's mine.
Oh, man, that's mean. Why would you be mean like that? That's like, what the hell, bro? What the hell? That's like,
hey, man, I'm a troll. I'm a Timmy troll. It's what we do. You can't pay to pass the bridge?
Dude, I'm just going to step over your freaking little bridge, carry my little guys with me, and just walk right past you.
I don't need a bridge. But it's my bridge. I gotta get a toll from you. I'm the Timmy troll.
Timmy Troll, I don't really care what your business is or what your plan is, what your purpose is, what particular persnickety, perspicacious, other P-word things that might apply to you, but you're like tiny to me because I'm like big. Like they called me as big like a building. I don't know what a building is. Building's like, that's a Uman thing. It's like, I don't really get it. It's not part of my... I'm waving my hand here like it actually helps to me to try and specify the word I'm trying to come out with. But it's not. It's just, I don't have that word in me to say.
Oh, I see. I just don't get it. You have to pay the toll.
But I don't have nothing to pay the toll with. What the hell's wrong with you? Can't you quite hear what I'm saying? Can you not see the words? Why can I see words coming out of my mouth? What the hell places?
I don't know, man. It's the outer webs are a little unclear on some of these particular variables that goes on in this place. I think things happen a little differently here than we're used to in our world.
What do you mean, our world? Are we not on
the same world we were before, like that we grew up and were born and like wrote and things and stuff?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure the Outer Web Directory brought us to this other world altogether. There are different kinds of...
You're damn right there's different kinds of things in this world. We got dragons. Dragons back there. I don't know where he is right now. He's probably going to be swinging by soon, sometime. He's like big and growly and fiery and scary and stuff.
Oh, what is a dragon? I don't get that. I don't understand. This is a word that escapes me. I don't get it.
A dragon is like a really big lizard.
You mean like an anaconda, like a snake, those big things?
Yeah, but with wings and they fly.
Whoa, flying snake things? That's fantastic. Wait, that's scary at the same time. That's like having, if spiders could fly, because if spiders could fly, then it's like, wow, they would just like drop in your hair and like eat your brains out from the inside, wouldn't they?
I don't really like to think about that kind of stuff because that's creepy as shit. And I don't really want to think about that right now. So can we move that topic onto something else? Because I know you want to...
Nuts, yes, that's right. We want to find some nuts. Or failing the ability to actually procure some actual real nuts to actually be able to consume. Something similar, something close, something edible.
Oh, Timmy Troll, no edible.
Really, Timmy Troll? Do you know edible?
What is edible? All kinds of things are edible. Like shoe leather? That's edible.
I don't know what shoe leather is.
Oh, it's like what the Umans, they wear on their feet, you know? It's like,
you want me to eat something that Umans have put on their feet and walked around and God knows what the hell they've stepped in or what they've...
Yeah, man, it's very tasty shit. It's really yum. Yeah.
Hey, if you had some shoes, I would take that as a toll for let you across. Dude, like seriously, you're going to have to give up the whole idea of a toll. We can't pay you shit about that. It's like, well, maybe here, let me take this big tree
Kajunk,
and give you this. How's that work?
Oh, thank you for paying the toll. You can go across the bridge now. Enjoy. Welcome to the land of the luxurious and other stuff. Stuff. Yeah, it's this happy forest here. We're like one big happy family of creatures and things that just sort of, we have fun.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like the sound of this forest anymore, Macro Squirrel. This is scary. I'm getting scared now because this shit is like unreal. I don't know if I can summon the words to get back to the regular world, like our real world, you know, where like we grew up and like real stuff happened. Because I don't know if this is a real world or not. This could be all in our minds.
Hey, Macro Squirrel.
Yeah?
You gotta chill out right now. Just climb up here on my shoulder.
Okay.
Can you see everything okay?
Yeah, it's pretty cool up here because it's like being a bird almost, except on the side of a mountain. As you walk by, I can see the tops of the trees. I don't normally get to see the tops of trees because I'm usually like a way down there on the bottom of the tree.
Yeah, it's a really completely different kind of perspective when you're a mega squirrel. You can look up on the tops of things and see all these things that are just sort of like, wow, man, you know, it's like completely different than being like a normal squirrel. I really hated being a normal squirrel because normal squirrel, I got no power at that point. That the capacity to be able to do things is like completely delineated. I don't know if that's really the right word I wanted to use there, but that's the word I used because I heard it on an Uman show at one point when I was trying to... That guy with the monkey, he was weird. He like completely led me in the wrong direction, tried to get me into something about a mega shark and a python or something. I don't know, it was weird. It just went nowhere to me, and I kind of had this completely... I think I might have had a nervous breakdown when I did that. It's like he went and had me go to some odd land and try and find some person named Tiffany, and she was trying to sing, I think she's alone now, but I don't really think she was alone. She had like all these people with her, and it was weird. I don't really get it. It's kind of one of those things that just sort of, it kerfuffles and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes, and it thinks, I think it's like, you know how that works?
Maybe a little bit.
And we're enjoying a moment of respite
because, you know, stuff like that, it hurts the throat. So I have to take a moment. So this next moment is an intermezzo of a band that I particularly enjoy quite a bit. Quite a lot, actually. I've seen them in concert, and I'd love to see them again. But I don't have time to do concerts anymore. So here's an intermezzo. Iron Maiden, The Red and the Black. It's a fun song. You should listen to it right now. Thank you. As I said, that was the infamous and fabulous Iron Maiden with a song called The Red and the Black. And just to mess with you, here's something else. For no particular reason whatsoever.
Alright, now where were we? I think we're going... Okay.
I don't know, man. I think we should go that way.
But we just came back from the beach.
Yeah, I know. Timmy Troll's over there. He's kind of friendly after you get past that whole he wants to get paid shit. I don't know, man. It's like, I think this forest is scary looking. Look at those trees, man. There's like some webs up there and shit. I don't know. It looks scary.
Yeah, but I'm huge and I'm giant. Look at this. I mean, I can... Look at this tree. See? I can break this tree. I don't have to even try very hard. Wait. This tree is... It's a little tasty. It's not a nut tree.
No, it's not a nut tree. It's just a regular tree. Actually, I think it's a fir. Maybe, no, it's, it might be an... I'm not really good with trees. Trees are like... They're like rice, and I don't know rice. I don't know trees. It's like, I go up a tree, and that's about it.
Yeah, I know. I was like, it's weird. But this tree is actually pretty darn tasty. I'm gonna sit here and nibble a bit on this tree. See if you can scout out around a little bit and see if there's anything around here that makes any sense, kind of direction, you know.
I don't want to go away from here. I want to go back to the beach. The beach was safe.
Yeah, but you don't know how to get us back to our place. And this tree is tasty, man. This tree is flippin' tasty. I don't know how tasty a tree... It's weird to me because I don't normally eat trees. Tree is not a mega squirrel snack. Maybe it should be now, but maybe there's something specific about this tree. What can you tell me about this tree? Pete, Penguin.
Yeah? What? Do you know anything about trees?
I'm from the freaking Antarctic, the place where it's cold, man. We don't got trees. We got lichens, we got fish. That's about it. I don't know nothing about trees. Are you sure, Micro Squirrel, that you can't look up anything on your outer web thingy-mobobber, whatever it is, and like try and find out something about why suddenly I like this tree as tasty as stuff?
Oh, I'll take a look and see if I can find anything. Maybe there's something about that tree that's very specific and unique to this particular environment, and you have a reaction to that, and that may be making... Okay, why is your skin going purple? It's going purple. Look at all that. Look, your hair is breaking out in purple, bro. Look at that.
Yeah, man. Look at that. That is like some serious purple. I think that's like, what's that color they call? Fuchsia? No, I think that's more of a pinkish color. I think, I don't know, man. Mauve? Coriander? I don't know. It's like a deep black-based purple. Serious. That's some serious purple going on there, bro. What are you talking about, man?
I don't know. You got some purple. Look at your fur. Holy sheep stuff! What the fluff is going on there? I'm going purple. Maybe it's something to do with this tree.
I think it's something to do with that tree. I don't think you should eat that tree anymore. That you probably would put that tree down now. Wait. There's something coming out of that tree. What the hell is that?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm the doc.
You're the doc?
Yeah, I'm the doc.
What are you a doctor of?
I'm the doc. I fix things.
You are really purple right now, you know that?
Why? I just ate some of this tree. Oh, that was you eating my tree? Dude, you shouldn't eat my tree. My tree is full of hallucinogenics.
I can't say that word.
Yeah, I know. That's because I just made that word up. You should not eat my tree. My tree is special. It's very, very special. It's special to me. It's special to all the little people and creatures in this little forest here. It's special. You shouldn't eat my tree. But it was so damn tasty. I know it's tasty. That's why I nibble on it every once in a while. Hold on. I'm sorry, Doc?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes. You may ask me a question if that is what you so wish to do.
You look an awful lot like a crocodile.
That is correct, sir. I am. Wait. You're really large. Really, really large. Like, mega large?
Yeah, I'm a mega squirrel.
I can't say as I've ever heard of a mega squirrel. What the tarnation is a mega squirrel?
It's me. The only one I know of. We came from another world, apparently. Little micro squirrel. Micro squirrel kind of like did some kind of mumbo jumbo shit and we like ended up here.
I am really hungry and I'm looking for nuts.
Whoa. Nuts, you say, huh?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find too many of them because nuts are not actually an indigenous plant crumb food group that grows in these higher parts.
Huh. Then why the hell are we here?
However, I must say, there are probably some other alternatives you might be able to eat that might be able to fit that consumptive requirement you have. Let me take a look at your stomach.
No, dude. You're a crocodile. I'm a squirrel. I ain't looking at you.
I am the doc. I don't eat creatures. I eat special tree. Like this special tree that you started gnawing on. That is my special tree. Because I only eat that special tree. And a couple of the other special trees in this here forest, those are mine too. So don't eat them. But if you do, be good, be kind, and rewind and share. Because I'm all about sharing. Sharing is a very important part of a wide, heavily balanced environmental sense of goodness. Dude, seriously? Are you some like kind of what and kind of what? I am confused by your what and what.
Well, I am a mega squirrel and it's like pretty much all I really want to do is eat. Eat.
Yeah, he likes to eat. I don't know. It's like, I can just go on a
Dude, you're a little tiny guy. You don't eat a lot.
Yeah, well, I know. That's what I've been saying. I don't really need to eat a lot. I'm just out here for the adventure. But I want to go home.
Yeah, but you can't figure out how to get
it. I know, but I can figure it out. It's just going to take me some time. I need some resources, some materials, some things. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit more of this. Or that.
I don't know. It's like it's a weird kind of dichotomy thing that's like, it goes in circles. Dude, he's really small sounding when he tells that stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's like, it's weird, but we seem to like be this kind of group thing melding together. It's like, rough to see the wizard.
Whoa, you know about the wizard? Wait, there's a wizard?
Yeah, man. Totally there's a wizard.
Pete, did you hear that? There's a wizard. I'm not sure I like that.
What do you mean you don't like that? It's a wizard. It's magic and shit.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily go well, you know, man. That could be like foxglove stuff.
What?
You know, like flowers that turn people into flowers and shit. And then they roll them and smoke them. And it's like, dude, I don't, okay.
But granted, you are a penguin walking around in this forest with us. And I guess maybe there are some exceptions that we can take into account and like have this whole odd conversation going on that way. But it's like, yeah, no, that's okay. So the tree is out of balance for me to eat because it's just making me purple. Does the purple go away?
I don't know.
Your your physique, your body type might be different because mine. When I eat part of that tree, I don't go purple. I go a little green because I'm all green. I'm a green guy. Being Croc the Doc, that's what I do. I go green. I'm so green, it's all green, y'all. You know, it's green.
Yeah, I'm getting the impression that it's all green. But will this purple shit come out of my hair?
I don't know, man. It might. You may have to go a couple of... cycles without eating any of that much special tree again. And maybe it'll wash itself out. Maybe it's down to the roots and you is stuck with the purple forever. You're going to be a giant, too wide, too horned. Do you have any horns? Now I got these tufted ears up here. I don't have any horns up there. You're going to be a too wide, too eared, giant purple squirrel eater thing. I don't know. How does that work? It's got a good beat. You know, I could probably make a song to that. It's like, but I don't know. I gotta get a rhythm section. Gotta get some soul going on with this song. It's like there's a potential here. There's possibilities. There's like, ow, I can feel it, bro. I can feel it. It's a feeling in my toes. I don't got toes. I got claws. Cause I'm a crocodile. And wait, you said you wanted to see the wizard? Wait, there is a wizard? Of course there's a wizard. This is a wonderful land, you know? There's got to be a wizard. There's wizards everywhere in this place. Is that good or bad?
I think it's bad. My thing is saying, Bert, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's a bad idea. We should probably get back. I think it's a trap. We should go.
Micro Squirrel?
Yeah?
Do you know how to get us out of here?
Not yet.
Well, then, I guess we're going to go see the wizard.
Oh, that's probably a very bad idea. I don't think that's going to work out well. I think Pete's going to die.
What? What the hell are you talking about? Why is Pete going to die?
Well, you are a penguin, and this is a semi-arid environment. Well, it's not really arid. It's probably like, I don't know what they call it. It's some kind of coniferous forest or forciferous forest, or maybe it's a uniform.
Dun 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 dun.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, man, what the hell is that? Well, that's an announcement thing coming. That's, as he said, this is indeed a vociferous forest. What? What do you mean it's vociferous?
Well, the trees sing.
What do you mean they sing?
They're alive.
But like the hills? What do you mean like the hills? Hills aren't alive. But the trees?
Well, as I told you, this is a special tree. You eating even now and on my special tree. And they speak.
Whoa, dude, that's like messed up. Like, wait, the trees are alive.
Well, everything is alive, technically. It's all part of that great big web of life. Things are all interconnected. They all go in parts and parcel. They like one thing over here feeds another thing over there, and then all the other things feed everything else together, and it's like the wheel of life, man.
It's trippy.
Yeah, you're really freaking...
Whoa, man, those trees are weird. I don't think I'm going to get...
I don't think it's a good idea. We should probably run. Run right now. Run away. Let's run away.
Dude, what? He said I'm going to die. How does he know that? How the hell would I know? This little micro squirrel, I've only known him for an hour or so. Maybe two. I don't really know. I don't have a watch.
I have a watch. It says we have 28 more hours to go here. Oh, snap.
What's that?
Well, I think if my understanding is correct in the way I'm reading the Outer Web's directory or manual here, in 28 hours we can zip back to our world.
What? Why did you just say that in the first place?
I didn't know until I read it because you said I had a watch, and then I saw the watch on my arm and it said a note, and I looked at that note and that note said that. Oh, yeah. Maybe 28 and a half hours. I'm not really sure if that's 28 hours or 28 days. The like little signal on the side there is like, I don't know what that means.
Huh. So we're either stuck here for a little bit of time or a lot of bit of time.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it looks. But it'll be automatic. We'll just like sort of snap and then we'll be back in our world.
Huh. Snap and automatic back in our world. Dun 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 dun. Oh, hey, look, you got royalty coming to meet you. They must have rolled out some special Scooby snacks for you guys. They're just walking in. What the hell are you talking about now? Oh, dude, look. There's a light coming.
There's a light coming?
Yeah, man, look at the light. Peter?
Yeah.
Don't look at the light.
Why not? It looks tempting.
Yeah. Remember what he said about dying?
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Huh? I heard that Umans say stuff like that before. It's like, always they say about, look at the light. And then they die. It's like, it's what? It's, yeah. No, man, it's okay. I'm going to go see the light.
Peter then walks over there, looks at the light.
Smack! Got hit by a car.
What?
Whoa, dude. That's the princess's car. What?
What?
Yeah, man. She came out to visit. That's awesome. So, princess, let me introduce you, princess. This is... What the hell did you say your name was?
I'm the Mega Squirrel.
Yeah, he's Mega Squirrel. And the other one?
I'm Micro Squirrel.
And the dead one? Well, he was named Pete. Well, he wouldn't actually tell us his real name, so we just called him Peter. Well, okay, well, Peter's no longer with us because, yeah, that's a bit messy there. Small penguin, not really necessarily going to be colliding well with the truck.
I told you he was going to die. I don't know why. I didn't know how. I just had a feeling. It was like one of those itches in the back of your neck, and you get it like, and it's like, you kind of scratch, and then when you do scratch, you find out something that's probably not appropriate, and then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, well, let's move on. Okay.
Yeah, so... May I introduce you all to the princess of this land? She has a castle over there. Her name is Princess Pennylope.
Dun dun dun! See, that is the return of Mega Squirrel. And I'm going to do more of these. I just don't know when or how or what and why and when and why and woot and all those other things. Woot! Woohoo! Loot! So that is the end of her show. Even though I did ramp up and go a little longer, I actually didn't expect it to do that. It's not like supposed to,
I don't know.
It just sort of gets out of control sometimes, as it were. Come join us on the Instagrams, on the Facebooks, on the Twitter. Follow me anywhere. I don't mind because, you know, I'm always hungry. I am a zombie. I don't mind. I'm a people person and you are what you eat. I'll leave that there. Find us, follow us, we are here, we're good, we're all, have yourselves a happy after rotten good time, and come back again next Wednesday, because we're going to do some more stuff next Wednesday. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something.